Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another Friday morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rest in the knowledge that our God is in control. So we're going to just relax and let all his good come forth in Yeshua, Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. Yes, I am. And we are a Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus. Tea Time with Jesus and me. I hope you have a nice hot cup of tea. And if you're just not a tea lover, we're not going to hate it. How about a nice hot cup of coffee and just spending a few moments just to be encouraged and just to be empowered by something being read or said that encouraged you to go on a little further and to do that God has called you to do. Hallelujah. And remember, we can take baby steps. And remember, and we're those that are 70 and over, we do have the audacity, the confidence, and the faith in our God to do everything that he has called us to do, to be a light in this world of darkness, to give hope and encouragement to the younger. Hallelujah. The carrier and the barriers of the light. Hallelujah. And at a point in time, able to pass the torch to someone that's coming behind us. Hallelujah. That they may see clear and hold the torch firm. Never, ever, ever casting it to the ground. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a great day. It's a wonderful day. It's a marvelous day. And our God made it, created, designed it before the foundation of the world. So everything that is needed for this day, we must remember that one day at a time. We will begin to enjoy and appreciate and savor on the love that our Father has provided for us. Hallelujah. And another chance and another day to get closer to him. Amen. Amen. I just want to shout right there. Hallelujah. How about you? Just want to shout. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank God. I rather think of the goodness. It supersedes any of the heartbreak, the disappointment, the goodness. And when I think that he is in this situation, circumstance, this day, whatever, with me, girl, raise my hand to heaven, hallelujah, and bless his name. Hallelujah. He puts a smile on our face. Yes, he does. He puts a smile on our face. He encourages us, hallelujah, to do the things that are necessary, that are absolutely necessary for us to live a good life. And an obedient life and a life wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, lost in him. Hallelujah. Just think, we are children of the Most High God. Walk like it, talk like it. Hallelujah. That's who you are. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, who empowered us, who gives us direction, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to go deeper. And I don't even know if it's deeper. Or just take off the trappings of the flesh, the self, and get into God and exchange life. The battle is that self fights against the spirit. And with most of us, hallelujah, we give in to our will. The old man opposed to allowing the old man to be gone. Have we really and truly taken the time, gotten into our quiet place, searched our heart, and really made God Lord of every area of our life? Every area of our life must be under his authority. So when we find that there is resistance, sometimes we make light of these things and we laugh about it. It's no joking matter. It must come under the authority of God. The resistance is, I want to do my own thing. I want it this way. This pleases me. And when we hear it, we realize we sound like a stubborn, disobedient child. So let's just shake it all off, and raise our hands to heaven and say, help, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Almighty God. I surrender to you. I surrender all. I surrender all. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes. I apologize for last week. Last week was just turned upside down. I had everything so well planned out, and there it was. Bam. So all I could do was ride with it. It was just unplanned events. So I will do better. When you know better, you'll do better and you'll plan better. Sometimes there are 2 days that you just can't let anything get in the way. Well, there are more than that. It's my Saturday and my Sunday and my Monday and my Tuesday and my Friday. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. I love the Lord today, and I'm so grateful to God. It doesn't mean things are not crazy sometimes, but that doesn't stop the fact, nor negate the fact that God is good. Can we agree on that? God is good. That's a revelation. God is good. God is with us. Not God is gonna, it's already done. Thank God for the manifestation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Had to bring it out of the spiritual into the natural. Hallelujah. Glory, our faith, by faith, we receive our healing. We receive all our provisions. We receive it, and we thank God for it. Hallelujah. Just shine. We have to learn to respect God and be patient and walk in his plan. A lot of times I want God to just rush it because it'll make me feel better. I'm not interested in the process. Just like, God, you know, just no. You have to come down. It's not your day, not your way. The picture is a big picture. a big picture. You are a puzzle in the picture, a thread. Hallelujah. In the fabric. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're a thread in the cloth. Hallelujah. God is good. We just thank the Lord. We're just encouraging each other to, one, build our relationship with God, to be encouraged to do the will of God. And the third, and probably this is the first, to spend moments and enjoy the moments that we have with God, realizing He's always with us. He's always. So when we can just take a moment instead of doing, and it's okay to have friends. It's okay to laugh with your friends. But special time that you take and you just, that's why I call it the tea. The tea is not as important. When you have a friend, you sit and you chat with a friend. That's intimacy. And you're building an intimate relationship with the Father. Learning His voice, learning how He communicate with you, and knowing His presence, oh God, knowing His presence. And when then you begin to fast and pray, and the essence, the aroma, hallelujah, so pleasing in His sight that people, when you pass by them, can feel the anointing that's on you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because of who you are and where you have been and where you are in His presence. Hallelujah. We are new creations, sons and daughters of God. Just say, be encouraged. He empowers us. He strengthens us for the journey. We can just receive it. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment in time. We thank you for encouraging us. We thank you for empowering us. We thank you for allowing us to walk, no longer crawling, but walk as sons and daughters. Hallelujah. We thank you that you perfect the things that concern us. Oh, wonderful Father, Almighty God, we give you glory and we bless your most holy name. We ask for forgiveness for things that we should have done and we didn't do. Oh, God, we thank you for a second chance, another chance. Thank you that we have the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. We thank you that we hear your voice, your direction. Holy Ghost, you are welcome in our life, welcome in every area of our life. You have free reign. Just want to know you. Thank you for leading and guiding us and giving us revelation knowledge. Thank you for comforting those who are mourning. And thank you for healing those who are sick. Thank you, Almighty God, for protecting those who need protection. Thank you for being a shield of defense, Almighty God. Thank you for being a judge in the courtroom. Thank you for being an attorney. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the mighty physician, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the teacher. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being the mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for providing children to the empty womb. Hallelujah. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for making ways out of no way. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And we'll give you the honor and the glory. How worthy of your name. Allow us not to be discouraged, nor weary in well-doing. Thank you, Almighty God. Your voice and your voice only will we hear. Hallelujah. Bless your name. What we'll do as we always do, we'll just read our scripture. And I was going to read first, and I'll do that. Psalms 1. We love Psalms 1. It is good. It's good. It is just so good and blessed. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. When we read and meditate on the word of God, children of God, meditating on the, oh my God, meditating, feeding on the word of God, just hearing the word of God, it's alive, far better than some of the foolishness. Let me rephrase that. Far better than the foolishness we sit down and allow ourselves to be entertained by. The more we know, the more we hear, the more we read, it satisfies the word of God, the written word of God. We get revelation knowledge. We get clarity and understanding. And when we seek counsel, we'll know if it is the right counsel. But we seek God for counsel. And yes, he does give us those who are capable of giving us godly counsel. But we will know if it's godly counsel because we're in the presence of God and God will speak to us and let us know if it's right or wrong. But we cannot get godly counsel from the world. Hear that. Just saying. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I'm going to add this. I've had this scripture for so many years. When so much is going on in the street, God have mercy. We as children of God and intercessors and prayer warriors, we spend so much time on the highways and we complain about it. What would happen if we begin to pray while we're sitting? While we're traveling through the streets of our respective cities and towns and communities. Really, just begin to pray. Hallelujah. Instead of on the phone, instead of listening to music, yelling and talking and getting frustrated, what would happen? Hey, glory to God. If we just begin to pray, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about it. As we ride through the streets, we give them back to God. Hallelujah. Asking God for his angels of protection. Hallelujah. We don't know someone passing a house. Someone could be sick, facing foreclosure. Someone's about to make a wrong decision. A husband is about to leave his family. A wife about to leave her family. A child about to run away. Oh, God, somebody's planning, scheming. Someone is so happy that they're forgetting their God. Someone is so poor that they'll steal and defame the name of their God. But if we, who are children of God, would take our position serious, if we would take it very serious, knowing that we change the atmosphere, glory be to his name, take the authority that has been given us, and we operate in it. We don't seek someone from the world, but the world will begin to seek us higher up because we're living differently and we're accomplishing things for the kingdom of God. And we will begin to take control of the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Hallelujah. Over our nation, our cities, our counties, and our communities. Hallelujah. As children of the Most High God, declaring that God Almighty himself, the self-sustaining one, is God. That Jesus Yeshua is Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, pleading his blood over these designated places. What will happen? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We don't have to talk it. We can just do something, and that is what we'll do. Declare that the earth is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. And they that dwell therein, all souls belong to our God. Yes, it does. And yes, they do. Declare it and see what will happen. No longer turning our nose up at our children because we don't understand them. Hallelujah. We'll put them in the mighty hands of God. Blessing his name. Knowing that once they're in his hands, they cannot be taken out. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. When we walk on our jobs, declare peace, shalom, in the name of Yeshua. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. God said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts, bless his most holy name, to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. 14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves before him and pray to him and seek the Almighty God's face and turn from their wicked ways, turn from our wicked ways, not looking at the world, but looking at ourselves. Hallelujah. Then will Almighty God hear from heaven and forgive our sin, and he'll heal our land. We bless the Lord, and we thank him for doing it. Hallelujah. And we commit ourselves, shut our mouth with complaints, and do what that says the Almighty God. We will see it if we will put God first and not when it's convenient. because as our world, we have money, cars, and we have people in our church, we can throw up our chest and the communities and all around us. People are dying, going to hell, and we're satisfied, and we're saying that it doesn't take all of that because I've created my own fire, and the sparks I shout and send sparks because I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. Wake up, my people. Wake up, people of the Most High God, and realize that it's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about pleasing God and being obedient to His will and His way. He is the author of this world, He is the creator. Remember, when he said to Abraham, when he could not find anything greater than himself, when he looked at all that he had made, he swore by himself. He is the only one, hallelujah, awesome in all his ways, glory, the power and the glory, hallelujah. He is the creator of power. Somebody could say, our God. So he said that if we humble ourselves and if we would pray and seek his face, hallelujah, bless his most holy name, and if we would turn from our wicked ways, it's not only drugs and fornication, hallelujah, and adultery, hallelujah, it's all kinds of lies, hallelujah, backbiting, cheating, scheming, manipulation, hallelujah, every soul know they're evil, glory, hallelujah, it's not my mama, it's not my daddy, but it's me, oh Lord, that must come before you, shambokunia, hallelujah, glory be to your name, and humble myself before you to make a difference in this land. Glory. We are children of the kingdom, not of the world. Different standard. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Bless his holy name. We can do it. We can do it. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Glory. Remember, I'll just say, God has a way. God's will. God's way. God's alone. Yes, you may be going through, or yes, your world may be filled with everything, but God, you may say, I'm blessed. And I don't sin, but God, ask him. Jude 1, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless without stumble before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. Obey and see that the Lord himself is good. Now to him Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom, my brothers and my sisters. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. God bless you and God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen.